Anything that turns your mind from faith in Yeshua is evil. I don't care what it is. You allow that spirit in your mind. You have an evil propensity, an evil desire. And it cannot be, my friends. It cannot be. We need the eternal truth of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot stiffen our necks. We must amen. We must have faith. We must believe Yahweh. We must uphold. We must allow what Yah says nourish us, sustain us. That is what the amen of Yah is. It is His nourishing power. Well, what is His nourishing power? Yeshua. You can have a letter of the Torah without the nourishing support of Yeshua. You have nothing but letters. And it calls you to die every day. That's all it does. You have those in what we call the jury. They're dead men and dead women. It's amazing because I had a rabbi to call me. And he wanted to put me on his stations. I want you all to hear this. And I'll continue. Play this message. But I told Brother Allen to record this because I wanted you all to hear.
How you doing? This is Rabbi Ray McAbee down with FM 101, American Jewish Messianic Radio. I just wanted to tell you that your teachings are truly blessed. And I want to just thank you and continue to encourage you in the name of Yahweh. And God bless you. I cannot say enough. And we've been airing some of your teachings on the air, and we shall continue to do so. So, once again, God bless you for your work. And hang in there, brother. Okay? We're all with you, and I'm telling you, the Lord God of Israel, Yahweh, has revealed it to all of us. And we shall continue to proclaim His name and to have that relationship with Him and to keep His commandments. Shalom.
Shalom to you. You can hear the preaching in the background. I will not compromise. I will not compromise the truth of Yah for no man. I do not care what his ethnicity, the color, his skin is. Makes no difference. Not to me. I will declare to you the counsel for Israel that will bring support and strength unto Israel. That is what I declare. And nothing else. I have nothing to declare of me. Because there's nothing in me that is worth anything. As far as my flesh dwelleth, no. It's just the witness of the promise of Yahshua in me, by the Torah of Yah that is written in me, that gives me any strength of perseverance. Because without that, I have nothing at all. And this brother, they have a radio station down there that it nearly blankets almost the whole world. I'm not looking to speak to the world. I'm looking to speak to Israel. Hallelujah. And so as Yah opens the doors, He opens the doors. Not some personality. It is Yah. Hallelujah. And I will preach to one that calls himself a Yadim, a Jew. Just like I will over one that calls himself a Hebrew Israelite. Regardless of their ethnicity. It makes no difference at all. But it's the power of Yahshua that makes me free. I'm free. Hallelujah. I don't need no one to liberate my rights. My rights are written in the Torah of Yah. And the rights of the Torah of Yah teaches me every aspect of life. And when I pursue that in the emunah, the faith of Yahshua, then the light shines before me. Listen, brothers and sisters. This generation doesn't understand what they're doing. They don't. Do you know why? What man that was as wise as Solomon? When he could have asked for riches, he said, Yah, give me wisdom to teach your people the precepts, the concepts, the discipline of Torah. And that is what he was saying. Teach me how to go in and out before the people of Israel. Show them how to enter into your presence. These mad dogs today don't show the people that. They're robbing you of your health, the wealth of your mind, your ruach. They are my brothers and sisters. I have some articles here. Yah's will, I have time. I want to read just a few or a paragraph out of some of them. This is a world that's given over unto the satanic powers of hell. We need the mind of Yahshua. You're not going to, your mind is not going to be sustained in this generation. In a natural mindset, It must be the mind of HaMashiach. That's the only way you're going to sustain in this vile, evil world. What man was as wise in his day that even the Queen of Sheba, when she came, she says, your wisdom is greater than all of what I've heard from that. In order for one to have that, then the wisdom must be pure and from above. It cannot be sensual and devilish. I don't want that kind of wisdom. And the wisdom today is sensual because it caters to the flesh. Quote, God wants you to be rich. That is a sensual, devilish, wicked wisdom. How do I know? Because that is what Yeshua was offered by Shatan. The kingdoms of the world. We have the Melkut, the kingdom of Yah, that dwells in us. And Solomon says, listen quickly. Mishli, Proverbs 28:5. He said, men that are of this nature, Proverbs 28:5, Mishli. He said, even men understand not Mishpat. They understand not the judgment of Yah. But they that seek, those that bokash, those that search out. Listen, that bokash is those that whatever means necessary, whatever it takes, I want to find the liberties of Yah. By any means necessary, whatever it takes, Yah, I'll do it. How we will say, whatever it takes, wherever you send me, whatever you command me, I will do you. Well, the Torah commands and it sends us and it instructs us and guides us to the bosom of Yah. That's what it does. They do not understand the mishpat, the judgment, but they that bokash, those that search out for Yah, those that search Torah and require of Him and seek Him, they consult Yah. They are those that that specifically in that book. When I try to understand the depth of it, it actually means this bokash means those that specifically it is associated. Those that that are prayerful and those that worship Yah. That's the way we're going to know Him. That's the way you're going to search Him out. In prayer. That's why the enemy, look at me, all of you. That's why he's taking all your minds away from prayer. That's why when we will have prayer in the homes, when I say the weather is inclement, prayer at home, some of you don't even bow your wicked knees. So whatever it takes, yeah. Does it take this quiet moment, me in the house, with my children, my wife, to inquire of you? This is a damned of a wicked generation. This bokash especially means that driven by prayer, not only prayer, but they're driven by the worship. They're driven by a purity of mind to offer up unto Yah Torah and offerings of praises and admiration unto Him. And there's some of you sit here like blind ignoramuses. Your minds are twisted and you can't even offer up a praise unto Yah. You know you're twisted as hell. Hallelujah. You know, one of the fellows that were here last week, he said, awesome, man. I said, what does that mean? What is that? The word of Yah is full of mercies. And He speaks to us today to show us. And see, there is a banishment that is coming, my brothers and sisters. We better get right with Yah and do it now. And so we better understand the time that we're in. And the only way you're going to do that, you must mbokash, mbokash. You must seek Yah. You must consult with Him. And you cannot consult with Him. A consultant, you consult with a consultant to shape your mind that you may perform the thing that you're consulting Him about, right? So that's what He is. He's the great mighty consulter. He's the mighty counselor, is He not? Is not Yahshua the mighty counselor? So you consult the counselor that he may shape our minds, that we may apply the principles of the consulter to what he has established in us, that we may obey him. So by whatever means, but an evil, a ro'ash, a generation that is ro'ash, the generation is getting worse, is it not? You can tell me it was the same 3 years ago as it is now. You can tell me to 2007, and this year is already wicked. We can see it in this nation, their false delusion of their markets. How they're falling every day. Are they taking the monies from the little people? The corporations have already enjoyed the monies. This capitalist system is of hell. It is wicked. It is out of the belly of death. It is one that captivate, bring people into captivity. They control our lives, brothers and sisters. It ought not to be. There's no way that most people, the brothers that go out and work, they got to work until around May to pay all of their taxes that they can work the rest of the year. And that is a fact. And we think we have liberty. Yahshua makes us free. How? Having food? Raymond, we're happy. We don't have one damn dime in our pockets. We're happy. Some of you are a befuddler. You can't even function right because you don't have a damn nickel in your pocket. We are free. So man must go out and work until April in order to pay Uncle Sam that he may call him Uncle Sam. That's the truth. Woman too. It takes that long to pay up your taxes for the year. You must work nearly 6 months of the year simply paying taxes. That is not of Yah. That is a wicked taskmaster. Does not Mizraim, Egypt, represent the satanic forces of hell? Did they not oppress the people of Yah? Did they not drive them? Does not this government drive and oppresses the people? Sure it does. Sure it does. Yahshua came to make us free. When Moshe went down into Pharaoh's house, did he bring them out free? Did he bring Israel out free? Sure he did. Did they come out empty? They came out with their bondage, did they not? They were full. And so this government said, I don't care if you're Israelite, you're bound. You're given over unto servitude for at least 4 months out of the year. You think I'm lying? You add up all the taxes you paid and add up your salary each week and see how much you have given unto the government and see how many weeks it took to pay that. And then we have these dogs like Bill Gates. We have these dogs like Buffett. We have these corporations that are borrowing money. Here it is in Singapore. The people suffer. And yet they're borrowing billions of dollars from nations like Singapore and the South, where people starve on the streets. These damn dogs of hell. Bring it down, Yahweh. And the people suffer. And yet the rich, the vile men, pay no taxes. They get welfare. And a little poverty stricken one, they will raise hell just to give a bread. The strength of any nation is the strength of how they take care of those that have no power to fend for themselves. And this nation ripped them to hell. It robs and it takes even the more. Sure does. So you must work that. You must serve Caesar for 4 months out of the year. And what pitlid crumbs he gives you, he says, I'm going to take all that. You buy food, he charges you taxes. That's abominable. The food has never been taxed in the kingdom of Yah. Israel have no taxes on food. There's enough taxes of these corporations. If they did right, it would be more than enough money. But the rich, he despises poor people. And this nation is rich, isn't it? It despises the poor. That's why it allowed the poor ones from Mexico to come. They despise them. That's why it keeps a class. Oh, I know India has a caste system. We have a caste system here too. We keep them in the caste of the system that they were birthed in. Oh, in India, even the lower caste system, one raises up out of that every now and then. One does. To some kind of prominence. But the system is designed that way to keep a poor people to serve the rich ones of the nation. And that's what this nation is based upon. They tell you, you have liberties, but there are no liberties. The only liberties you have is in Yahshua. He makes you free from the capitalist power, from the democratic process. Our process is made sure to us in the Torah of Almighty Yah. We must have the Torah, brothers and sisters. We need light in this hour. Yeshua is the light of the world, isn't he? Look what it says in Mishlei chapter 6, Proverbs 6. You cannot have light without Torah. Is Yeshua the living Torah of Yah? Sure he is. It says in Mishlei 6:23, it says, for the mitzvah is a lamp, and the Torah is light. A reproof of instructions are the way of life. Verse 24, for what reason? Why do we need the Torah? Why our minds cannot be separated from the Torah? It is for to keep. It is to preserve you. Shema. To preserve you from the what kind of woman? The evil Isha. The evil woman. From the woman that is Ra'ah. The evil woman. And from the flattery tongue of the strange woman. What is that, preacher? It simply means from this evil religious system of the world in America. The Baptist religious system is evil. The Catholicism religious system is evil. The Islamic religious system is evil. The white man's religious system is evil. The black man's evil system is evil. The Jewish man's religious system is evil. There's only one system that produced the light of Yah, and that is the Torah walk. There must be a Torah. The Mishra, the government, must be established by the statutes and the principles of Yahweh. It cannot be based upon the philosophy of man. The intuition of man, his learned mindset, it must be a mind that has been thrown down like the mind of Shaul. Must be a mind that has been emptied. And a mind that has been the proper stones laid in place and built upon the principles of Yeshua the Lamb. It must be that mind. If it's not that mind, then it's a worthless piece of trash. It's a wicked mind. So we, brothers and sisters, we need the Mitzvah of Yah. We need that lamp in our hands. We need to have that lamp, not on our hands, but in our lev. Here. And the light of Yeshua. He is the Torah of Yah. He is the light of our pathway. It opens up the pathway to keep us from this Ra'ah. This Ra'ah, this evil woman. Why does Yah use that expression of a woman? Because a woman has the power. She has this ability to seduce and to draw. It is nothing like a strange woman. Why do you think men go away from their wives for strange women? They meet women, never met them, and they turn from their wives. Something that they're familiar with. Something that has been tended to them. And that is what this Torah light is for. To keep us from that. To keep us away from this religious spirit of this age. To keep you away and not be inspired by the Creflo Dollars. By the Oral Roberts. Men like that. These men are wicked. He will send Nobi. He will send men that will speak unto you the uncompromising Torah of Yah. They will guide you and lead you. For the light of that Torah is Yeshua. Without the light of the Torah, then the words are just words. We need the light of the Torah. Open up our mind, our understanding, our knowledge, our wisdom. That's what we need. Without that, you have nothing but words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah is going to bring down this idolatrous nation. America is an idolatrous nation. So is Russia. So is the whole continent of Africa. So is Israel. So is Palestine. He's going to say the remnant of the seeds. Hallelujah. It's almost like the seeds that fell by the wayside in a certain sense. He's going to save that little remnant that he has bundled in his hands. Because of the promise unto Abraham, there must be a remnant of the seed that he is going to save. And that he is going to do, my brothers and sisters. We need to be kept from this tongue of this evil woman, this stranger, Holy Spirit today. She's a strange woman because she does not speak unto you Torah. The Baptist, the Pentecostal, UPC, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Apostolic, these are demonic religion, religious powers today. And the men that rule, they're evil men. What am I? It's moved away from Torah. They're evil men. He's going to bring Israel to the light of the Torah. What do you mean? Well, when Israel hear, they will respond to the light. It's one thing when the light shines in your eyes. Whoa, first thing in the morning when you turn the light on. I don't like to turn it on first thing in the morning. I like to sit there and let my pupils kind of acclimate itself to a little darkness. And then I get up. You jump up and turn the light on. Boom. It blinds you, doesn't it? Hallelujah. It blinds you. And that's what Yahshua wants to do. Blind you from your own ways that you may see the light or the truth of the ways of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because of this idolatrous nation, turn to Yeshaya, Isaiah. Hallelujah. This idolatrous nation, it has raised up these men. And has given them a great standard in this nation. It's idolatrous. And you know it's idolatrous because of what Yeshaya says here. Yeshaya, Isaiah 8:19. It says, listen to this carefully, my friends. It says, when they say to you, now this is what this nation says. I don't care what anyone says, it's an idolatrous thing. They say, see to them that have familiar spirits and to wizards or sorcerers. And if you look up that word wizard or sorcerer, especially wizard, in the Hebraic expression, it is ghosts. G-H-O hyphen S-T, ghost. Now, it is a phenomenon in what we call religion today, isn't it? Quote, being filled with the Holy Ghost, unquote. And we all have said that. We all been a part of that doctrine and that dogma. But that's the meaning. That's what it says. Ghost. It is ghost. And the meaning of it, even in Strong's Concordance, it says ghost. And so everyone is seeking this ghost today, are they not? Everyone is seeking the ghost. And those that peep and that are mutter. Those that mutter. Hagar. Now that, when I saw that, I say, yeah, I'm ignorant. You take an ignorant, unlearned man like me. And you turn me into a scripture or katve like this. The only way I can expose this unto the people, I must have understanding. And of course, I'm relentless in my pursuits to understand the simple things of Yah. If I have to spend an hour, 2 hours on just that, I will. Trying to figure out how to pronounce it. How to say it. I want to read this words mutter. And I want you to answer me, is this not so? In these demonic whorehouses today. He said they will ask you to seek out familiar spirits and mutters. It is Hagar. 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 It means, listen what it means. To moan, growl. When people growl and to utter, to roar and to growl. You know, do they not do that? They growl. That is not Yah. And so that's what these dogs are doing. They're bringing in these Hagar, these muttering spirits. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. When I saw that growling, I say, growl, growl, growl. This is it, Yah. And they say, give us the mutters. And they growl, they utter, and they roar, and they act like insane people. Do they not? They grow. That's not Yah. It's demonic. These are evil men. They're deceiving them. They're full of hell. How can this be, preacher? Yah says, they seek for the mutters. He says, should not a people seek Yahweh, the sovereign ruler? Should we not seek Yah? Come on, people of Yah. He says, should not they seek Yahweh, the ruler? But they lack the muttering of the ghosts. They like to see that growl. And they got them growling like dogs now. They got them like lions groaning. Is not the groaning a supplication? But one groan is supplication. You can say, Ruach. And here the tears of supplication. It is one of deep prayer that they cry unto Him. For their sins are realized. And the hand of Yah is upon them. But that's what that is. That this Hagar. He says this growling. This growl. And this utter. And they roar. And they run around these whole houses like madmen. Should not one seek the sovereign Yah for the living, even to the dead? Dead spiritually, no spiritual life. When you're dead in your spirit, should not you seek Yah? When you don't have no sense of effervescence, come on, people. Should not you seek Him? You're always sitting dead, looking and twice dead, and pluck that. Should not you seek Yah? Say, send the Norby, send one to speak to my condition. And when you send someone that you want to act crazy as hell, correct us, Yah. Judge me. Correct me in your judgment. He goes on to say in verse 20, he says, to the Torah and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because they have plenty of light in them. They have no light. If they do not speak according to the Torah and the testimony of Yah, they have no light in them. They are full of darkness. I ask you, my friends, do this or does this world speak to the Torah of Yah? Do they speak of the testimony of Yahshua? That name is the only name where the assurance of the Abba is to Yashak, to save Israel. So if they speak not according to the Torah, their mutters and their weepers, and that's why they growl, that's why they growl and roar like lions and beasts. That's why they want ghosts, they want these spirits. We're gonna pray the Holy Ghost, come on you, come on. That's just of hell. I've never liked that. I've even spoken to those in here, and they know who they are. And they, if they go back and revisit, I would say, brother, look, don't do that. Don't fall out like that. That's not, yeah. I need you. I don't need you to do that. That's the truth. It's a learning process for us all. And we learn. Hallelujah. But that is not, yeah. It is not, yeah. But they call it the ghost as well, don't they? Oh, sure, that's what they call it, because it is the spirit of wizards. It's the spirit of necromancy. And that's what they do in these whole houses today. It is the strange woman. That's why the women dress strange. They do not dress like the daughters of Tizayan. They do not dress like the Isha, the women of Yah. They dress like whores, and dogs, and Jezebels, and prostitutes. They're strangers. They're luring and they're drawing, but their sensualness, it is not of Yah. Yah doesn't draw us like that. He leads us by His Ruach. And His Ruach is truth. He speaks that. And of course these cowards, they come in there with dresses on up to here. Like punks. The men with ear bobs more in their ear than women. Hair longer than the women. It is none of Yah. I won't back down. Hallelujah. I will not back down for a cowardice generation. I will not back down for coward people that will not uphold the standards of Yah and say that is real Yahweh. That's truth. I need that. I will not back down to this evil, raw generation of wickedness and wicked devices. Don't even know how to seek Yah. I will not back down. I will die doing this. And I mean it. I mean this. I will not back down to this wicked generation that despises Yah. To the Torah and to the testimony, if they do not speak, if they speak anything, excluding this, not according to this word, the word of the Torah, the word of the testimony of Yahshua, it is because there is no light in them. For the mitzvah is a lamp, and the Torah is the light. A reproof of instruction is the way of life. And that's what the Torah does. They don't reprove them. They don't instruct them for their mischievous, wicked ways. They are partial to certain groups, certain eco-social groups, those that they honor, respect, their respect of person. Do you understand that? We honor all men, and there's nothing greater than honor. We kabod. Kabod. So you honor all men, but they go beyond the honoring of Yah, because when you honor all men, you honor Him the same as you honor Him. That's what it means. And so if I respect, I lift him up higher than I lift him up. Well, brother, you say this about that. I esteem the gifts among us. And there's one that has a gift, and they're more energized and more energetic and they're more willing. I will bless Yah for that. One that is slothful and lazy, you can see the poverty upon them. I will not compliment that. Because we don't have the Ruach of Yah, when one you know among you has a willingness and a perseverance, and one acknowledge that, then you say, that's right, Yah, Barak you for that. Bless that sister, bless that brother. We are an insensitive, wicked people, full of jealousy and doubt. You don't know how to provoke one another unto tough work. That's why you want those around you that's not willing to do the tough things. That's why the world loves the wicked. That's why we love the wicked. We love the fellowship. I don't want the fellowship of the wicked. I don't. What do you mean, preacher? I do not want to spend my time with those that do not delight in the Torah if they speak not according to the Torah, the testimony of Yeshua. There's no light in them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to spend my time with them. What do you mean? I do not want to spend my energy conversing with them. I will not do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I don't want to talk to them on the telephone. I don't talk on the telephone anyway. But I don't want to sit there and just talk. Idle chit chat about what? Nothing. Because if they have not the Torah, they have no light in them. They're talking about foolishness. And you have no Torah in you because you're talking about foolishness. You sit there like a hypocrite all you want to. You that are listening, it makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. I will, told on my brother. Hallelujah. I said to Yah, I knew that there would be those that couldn't make it today, but that's all right. I understand that. I didn't think Elder would be here. Well, bless you all. Shalom, shalom. But I said I was just going to take my time. That's what I said. So we'll take my time. What else we got to do? Rain, get some snow, go on home and go to bed. Hallelujah. So this is Yah's day, isn't it? This is Yah's house. Yeshua is lifted up. Yeah, this is Yah's house. This is the house that was built on the blood of Yeshua. That's what it's built on. The promises of Yeshua. So this is Yah's house. Not this is the Lord's house. This is Yahweh's house. This is the house of Yeshua. Where the power of Yah dwells. Hallelujah. So this is his day, isn't it? He said, remember the Shabbat. Give it kadosh. And that's what I want to do. Hallelujah. I will finish the book on the lunar Shabbat. I don't like to call it the lunar Shabbat. I like to call it the lunar doctrine. Hallelujah. I'll finish that. I finished two last week, and I'll finish it this week. There are times that my mind just doesn't set well when I'm doing things. I like to get on it then. And there are times that I have to do other things that kind of throw me off balance. And I just cannot get to it at that time. But I will finish it. Hallelujah. Pastor Hunter said, Pastor Roberts, you get that book finished. I need that book. I'll get it finished. Hallelujah. To combat these erroneous lies of hell. Hallelujah. Lies. Hallelujah. So we must have the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua. If we have that, then we have the light of the witness of Yah. And that witness is that Yeshua dwells in us, right? If we don't have the Torah and the testimony, you have no light. I don't care what you say. So these Benny Hins and these men, they have no light. These Creflo Dollars, the TD Jakes, they have no light. I don't care if they live in a $10 million mansion. It means nothing. I'm not impressed by that. I don't want that. I don't want a $10 million mansion. I would stay in one room anyway. The shock I have over there, I basically spend 90% of my time in the office. Living room, I just need a room to sit down and to take care of y'all's affairs. I don't need it. For what? For what? What I need a bed for that's 10 feet wide, for what? I don't need anything that big. What I need a bedroom big as this building here, for what? I don't need that. What is that? It's going to take mama all day vacuuming that and cleaning it up. That's crazy. It's lustful. It's wicked. When Abraham would set up his tent, it would just be one tent. And not these rooms like we have. He may put something up for him in Sharah, but that's what it was, just him in a tent. On the earthen floor. Put rocks down. And that's how he lived. That was a wealthy man, was he not? He did not have a house like Solomon built for himself, did he? No, he did not. But he had a kingdom he was looking for, whose builder and maker was Yah. He was looking for the Malkut of Yah. That's what I'm looking for. I don't care about no shack. They all made out of the same thing. Whether it's $10,000 or whether it is $10 million, it's made out of wood, stones, nail, and mortar. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Hallelujah. It can't talk to you. It can't soothe you. Nothing. I want to be in the bosom of my Abba and Yahshua. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. I want us to hear this. I'm going to finish this message today, all right? I want to show you this in Zephaniah, how this spirit, this evil thing, how it has overtaken the nations and the people, and the consequences of this evil, this ra'ah, this evil that is so worse that it makes you look at it, especially you that have come through some period of time in life. It makes you look at it and say, my Yah, what is this? What is it, Yah? And say, young Lord, I can't go back to the early 60s because I can remember that. It's nothing like it was then. It's become worse. Every 10 years they get worse. And there's nothing any worse than this, that the conscience of man is so sick. It says this in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. I understand that this is a metaphor of Israel, Jerusalem, but this is for the nations here. And tell me that this does not fit precisely. Whether you live in Charlotte, New York, Baltimore, Yah says by the mouth of the Nabi, as he spoke unto a people that were rebellious and wicked. He says, woe unto her that is a filthy, a mara, a filthy and polluted to the oppressed city. Is not the city's oppressing? Are not they filthy? Woe unto that. The cities are filthy. They're full of mara. They're full of filthiness. Every kind of filthy thing is inspired there. Inspire your children. Listen. I was reading this article. I can read a few. It says here, it's from the news source. I want to show you something, brothers and sisters. It says, shocking, doctors blame hormones in food and water for some toddlers showing sign of breast growth, the Sun-Time reports. Do you all hear that? You all understand what a toddler is? They're growing breasts like women. Do you all hear that? You take them to these damn whorehouses, the piece of whore huts, and all of that, you wonder why your sons and daughters are twisted like that. They're growing titties. Let me show you this. It says other preschool youngsters even experience periods. Not only that, that are normally starts in their teens and have temper tantrums just like adolescents. The phenomenon is feared to have become more common since 1990s. With doctors having to give increasing numbers of POTS jabs to keep puberty at bay. They put the drugs in them. They keep them from growing titties and having periods. They're having periods when they're 6, 7 years old. Look, gals today, come on, 8, 9 on titties. You mammies want to dress them like some whore on a whore pin. This is real here. They grow in titties. They're having periods. They're having periods at 5, 6 years old. I'll show you the reason why. I want to show you why. What this wicked, this world is evil. You better get off your lazy. I want to say something and begin to tend to the affairs of Yah. Listen to this. Now, these are your babies. These are the, now, you trust the doctors are giving them jabs. Why would they use that expression? Jabs. They're feeding them drugs. They keep the titties from growing. What is that going to affect? The mom of one girl who had 3 was found to have, listen to this. She was 3 years old. Who is 3 in here? Who is 3? We have a 3-year-old. She's asleep. Her mind is fantasy most of the time at 3. And a 3-year-old. Now that child there, having the bone age, her bones, for a 9-year-old. Told how she was stunned when her daughter began acting like a ratty teen. Haley Holden said, she used to slam doors and try to hit me. We'll go to the supermarket and she would fall on the floor, lie on the floor screaming with a tantrum. At times I just thought that I had an omen child. You do. She does. In the days there was a movie that came out. What was the name of it? It's called The Omen, right? But what was the one that came out before The Omen? I remember seeing that in the early 70s, about 71, 72, 73, somewhere in that time, 74 or so. Not The Shining. Not Poltergeist. Damien. What was the Damien? But what was the one before Damien? Exorcist. The Exorcist. The Rottweilers. And all the other ones came along, The Omen and all of that. Demonic possess. They are. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. You let them pump that trash in your mind. We better get real with Yah. Your mothers better begin to pray and quit being lazy. You spend hours doing nothing. You better begin to work out your salvation with fear and trembling before Yah. That's why you're coming to poverty. He says, she was stunned when medics told her Eli May, now 8, needs 8. Who is 8? Stand up, Hannah. She asked me because she quit school. I told her once she understand how to count, or once she count to millions, she can quit school. She better begin now because in her lifetime she won't finish, all right? How old are you? Come up here, pretty little girl. Turn around. Brilliant. That's 8. Hannah, do you know where Mississippi is? Have you heard of Madagascar? You know what Beluga is? She knows nothing. Thank you, little girl. Only thing she knows is rice and hot sauce. That she knows well. She can mix it well, too. She knows nothing. So she had to begin her daughter shots. She needed hormone injections to stave off puberty. When a young girl began to experience that time in life of the cleansing process, she can have a baby. I don't care if she's 9. And her titties began to grow. And there is a change in her mentality, her thinking. I don't care what you think. And Yah knew exactly when for that to happen. But the evil, sadistic mind of man, I want to show you why. I want to show you. Harley Tubbs, now 10, also has the painful jab. Her mother, Bernice, says, at 5 years old, Harley, she was saving her armpits and her legs. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not the norm. You're fools. These little girls, 8, 9, 10 years old, they have titties like women. Their height, their maturity, their bodies. You can say what you want to. 11 years old, they got titties. Her face and her hands were apparently puffy. The nurse noticed she was developing breasts. You tell me these little girls, when they give breasts in this hour, they do not think that there's something that they want everyone to notice. Your parents want to put them on them damn bras that mess them up forever. Training bras. Training what? I will. You wonder why the breast cancer and all that damn trash? Titties being pressed up. Why did I like that? Put the little gal on the top big enough. Little titties, they'll be all right. Oh, mama, look, I got something. I was in training, bruh. I don't care whether you concur or not. Makes no difference. They ain't got nothing there to move. And you mess them up. That's what the world tells you. Hallelujah. That's not what the women are. Oh, they didn't do that. Wore too many bras anyway. They didn't have no breast cancer back then. Are you hypocrites? That is the truth. Harley said, I used to get bullied around how I look and used to get dirty looks from people. I guess you would have, that little girl right there. How old is she? I had a man tell me when I was there in Charlotte that this little girl, she was 9 years old, and her attributes were that of one beyond preteens, like a young woman. Everything she had. Buttocks, titties, shape. And she knew it. And she flaunted it. You just want to be the same as your friend. Now look what they say. Junk food diet could be another factor in early onset of puberty, according to hormone expert Peter Clayton. There's definitely a link between the increasing amount of obesity in children and early puberty. Now, because of the evilness of man and the greed, now I want to show you why. These bovine hormones that they're putting in your sons and your daughters. The little minds and the bodies don't even develop with their minds. And that's the truth. That's why Yah said, come on, Yisrael, this is that evil covenant that you're under. I'm going to demand that they give you everything they got, which you've labored for. And I'm going to bring you out into the wilderness whereby you can have a party. Come on, talk to me, people. You can shake your hips. You can do your own thing. Where you can sacrifice purely unto Yah and serve Him. That's what He said. And the reason that don't is because of the greed of money and the lust. Listen to this. I'm going to read this and I want to finish my message. I wrote Brother Michael, said I'm going to be a little longer today because he thinks that I don't preach long enough. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Now, there's one thing about these wicked nations. When they began to let you know what they're doing, they have been doing it all along. So it's not something new. They're letting you know that they can cause you to become adjusted to it. And you receive it. Just like with the clone food and all of that. Look what this says. I want you all to hear this, brothers and sisters. It says, listen to this. First animal, and this is out of the science editors of the Times. First animal hyphen human embryo trial to go ahead. They've already done the trials. It says, experiments to create Britain's first embryos that emerge human and animal material will be within months after a government watchdog group today approved two research teams to carry out the controversial work. Do you all hear that now? They're taking the genetics of man and beasts That's what the gods were made. That's what wrath is. It has a human body and it has the head of a falcon. It's an evil, damnable generation. And God's going to bring this whore down to the belly of hell. So they're taking the genetics of the DNA. That's what the cloning is, brothers and sisters. They're taking DNA from all kinds of beasts and animals that are unclean. And that's why our bodies, our minds are not functioning right. God gave us heirlooms. Seeds, yielding seeds after its kind. And the seed is the same every year. That's what he did. That's exactly what God did. So they're taking these genes of animals and humans to produce clones. To see what kind of life. There was a group in Australia, just went to court in Austria, to identify the chimpanzee as a human. And they're taking it before the world courts today. I'm telling you, this demonic, evil mindset of this raw spirit, it is pervasive throughout the world. So the enemy keeps our minds looking at colored print and books and causing us to lust. And we're distraught because we're ignorant. And when one tells us how ignorant we are offended because we're full of pride. And we need to Shamaka, to hear, to understand what one teaches us. There will be strength unto us. And they're doing it, brothers and sisters, they're euthanasia. They're killing. Don't tell me this nation has never done that before. They tried it with the syphilis, with men of color, infestated their communities to see how they respond. This is a wicked nation. America's wicked. She's evil. And it's the rich people that their minds are devious. They're waxing worse and worse. And they're greedy. They're trying to squeeze every dime. And they put you on the hard bondage for 10, 20, 30 years. It's not Yah. And so they're altering the very structure of animals and humans. Because they're going to create their God. They're going to create their own superhuman. You understand? And they're taking these DNAs from steam ray fish. From all kinds of unclean things. And they're putting that in the corn. They're putting that in the rice. They're putting that in everything. You hear me? And then what they must do, because they're taking the DNA from a steam ray and they put that in corn, then they must take the DNA from a rat to alter the DNA from the steam ray because it causes different effects on the corn. And so you wonder why your daughters are growing titties and they're acting the way. Before they tell you what they do, they always experiment. They always experiment. So they're experimenting on us, our minds, and they're trying to find the mind of Almighty Yah in Yeshua. They're trying to find that as they tried to destroy Herod, just like Pharaoh tried to grab Moshe, he could not. So they're trying to find this mind. And so in order to find this mind of Yeshua, they will demand and twist every mind. That's the truth. You, brothers and sisters, I don't want to be 20 or 18. I don't want to be 15. I don't want to be 35. I'm glad the process of my life. I wouldn't want to be another 50 years, 30 years, 20 years, really. Because I know if Yah doesn't come, if Yeshua doesn't come, this world is not even fit to live in now. Hallelujah. That's why you mothers, I warn you all the time, I tell you this. You better know how to lay hands on your children. Your mothers better stop being foolish. You husbands of your homes, you better bring the right kind of ruach in your home. The one that the Torah is the strength of your home. And your folly and your juvenileness, it must be eradicated. We're in a time of soberness. A man called me the other day and said to me, I thought he heard me on the radio. He called with all these questions. And he said that there's another man on the stage. He talks about this dog down here in Walterboro Stair. He said, I thought maybe he was your spiritual leader. And I said to him, he said, I said that to be funny, to get a laugh from you. I said, my friend, it's time for you to be sober. It's time for people to be sober and vigilant. I said, I don't laugh at immature things like that. He eventually hung up on me. That's all right. Had a Jezebel to write me this last week, says to me, if you don't forgive Stair, she said, quote, Yahweh said, tell you, Pastor Roberts, you must forgive Stair. To hell with Stair. To hell with him. Scripture says, you go to a man, you're a brother. And if the man receive, if he receive correction, he repent, then you forgive him. If he doesn't, you let him go on to hell. That man is a dishonest dog. He's a child of hell. He's a lying dog. And he is deceiving the masses of those not heads that will listen to him. He says, stay broadcast on the same frequency. You do. It makes no difference at all. Because I don't declare the message of lies that these dogs of hell declare. I declare unto you the Torah of Yah and the power of Yahshua. I said, you Jezebel, don't. Yes, I want to call a whore. Yah did not give that whore that for me. You understand? He did not give that Jezebel, Susan, whatever name is. He did not give that whore that for me. And I say, take it to the dog and tell him that. Hallelujah. Were you God to forgive? I do forgive too, because he forgives me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't mess with the devil though, because he ain't going to get right. Are there children of darkness that are birthed for darkness? Are there children that are cursed? Are there children of light? All right then. Hallelujah. So it took light to expose the darkness, didn't it? Sure did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me move quickly. So it says that they are experimenting with the DNA, the genes of humans and beasts, and they're going to incorporate them, and they're going to inject the human DNA into empty eggs from cows to create embryos known as cytoplasm hybrid. Isn't everything hybrid today? That are 99% human in genetic terms. You know, y'all never intended for us, brothers and sisters. These are created things that have gone beyond the dimension of y'all's creation. He gave us seeds that yield seeds. Your daughters of Zion, you're not going to be lazy this year. You're going to get the seeds and you're going to dehydrate them. You'll have them for next year. You're going to get the laziness out of it. The reason we're lazy is because you're not eating right. Your mind is not properly equipped. And I'm just telling you that. You're sloughful, you're lazy, you move unenergetically. We eat like beasts. And yet we don't have the strength of nothing. It's not Yah. Some of you young women, you move like, you don't even move like older women. Your walk is not inspired. It's not energetic. I was walking with Brother Josh one day. He said, oh, Pastor, no, I take care of business when I walk. I'm not walking to slouch around. But what do you think I am? Yeah, I'm an older man, but I know how to walk. I didn't realize you could walk that fast. Well, how fast you thought I walked then? Hallelujah. I can walk. Just believe it, all right? I can walk. Believe that, all right? So we must begin with all efforts. That's why the little boys, their minds are twisted. They don't even know what a girl is because their bodies have been altered in the very chemicals of their bodies. This is this sadistic America, sadistic. And these evil people will do anything to make money, to cause your body to be broken down. And they put you on their drugs. That's all they're doing. They break your body down. They feed you the trash, and all of these genetically designed foods like this Monsanto and all of that. Who do you think owns stock in all that? You think the lawyers and the corporations and the agribusters own money in all those kind of things? You don't think so? I said the brothers Colin Powell, when they justified their lie and intrusion on Iraq, he had a little veil about that big as my thumb. He had that much anthrax in it. He said this amount of anthrax would totally devastate New York City. I said, you think these dogs of hell, that these mad, twisted minds do not go out and spread viruses and different things and cause you to run to the doctors and see if their drugs adequately supply and they are sufficient to help your body? You are a twisted damn fool if you don't think they do that. They're mad, they're wicked, they're evil, they're sadistic. Yes, I'm going to burn you down to hell, you wicked children. They do that. There's some form of disease there in Florida now. It's putting lesions on the people. It feels like there are splinters coming through their skins. And it's a flesh-eating kind of disease. Right there in Florida. All over the United States. And they leave lesions on your face and your body. The one woman said, they're like splinters coming through your body. It's painful. It is so agony. You think these fools, just like they do with the viruses on computers? The very corporations do that. Because they're greedy dogs. The love of money is the root of all evil. When you began to love money, when you began to inspire what money can do, whether it's buy you clothes or more of that, we are the just, we are the Sadiq of Yah. We live by faith. Hallelujah. We're not going to be caught begging. We're not going to be caught twisting the word of Yah to get extra money. The offerings lately have been nil to nothing. But you're not hungry. You got clothes on your back. I've not shunned the brothers that go labor. I've done right by them. I don't give a damn what no man says. Because our street is not a what? Brother Josh Hoy brings in. It is the emunah of Yah. I trust him. If he quit today, you will still be taken care of. You still have someone to live, son. Hallelujah. Makes no difference at all. Doesn't impede the progress of Yah. Not one bit. Not one bit. Hallelujah. He will cause men to give unto our bosom, will he not? And he's causing them to do that. Hallelujah. Yah will supply all of our needs according to his riches and honor. Yahshua the Lamb. And he takes care of his people, Yisrael. Hallelujah. So they're twisting our bodies, brothers and sisters. They are. We got to cleanse our bodies of these foreign agents in us. That's why our bodies don't function. That's why we having weight problems and all of that. We must go back to Yah's way. You sister, get out there and dig a little dirt and plant and harvest. We must go back to that way. If we don't, we're going to annihilate ourselves. And that is the truth, because the wicked cares about nothing but their own greed. So Yah says in Zephaniah 3:1, woe unto the city, the oppressed city, the filthy, and all the cities are filthy and polluted. Verse 2, and America, New York, she obeys all the voice, she obeys not. Does New York obey Yah? Does Jefferson? No one obeys her. She obeys not the voice. She receives not Musha, the corrections of Yah. She trusts not in Yahweh. She draws not near to her Abba. This is not a nation that draws near to Yah. They trust in these money-grubbing dogs. These dogs that speak lies and cater to their flesh. It says, look, her rulers within her are roaring lions. Her shoftims are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bone till the morrow. He says, her gnaw be her prophet. They are porkash. They are wanton. They are seductive, greedy dogs. They are reckless and treacherous person. Her kohen, her priests, have polluted the kadosh place. And they have done violence. They have done Hamas. It's almost like Hamas there in the Arabic sense, isn't it? Who Israel, those Zionists are fighting. They're not the true seed. Do I believe that there are true seed of Israel there in Israel? Yes, sir. But that establishment is not. It is not, because the government, the Mishra of Yah, it is one that is righteous, it is pure, and it is from the bosom of Yah, and Yahshua is the supreme ruler of that government. It's not by some demented mind pervert from wherever they are. It's not Yah. Is that a remnant of a seed? That's all Yah has is a remnant. That's all he has, a remnant. Out of Yehuda, Benjamin, that's all he has. Yehuda, every tribe, he has just a small remnant. And he's going to save a remnant of the seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you have done Hamas to the violence. You have shook off the Torah. You have violated it. Are these men violating the Torah today? The Mitzvah of Yah, did they say his name's of no importance? I heard a man says, this book says, keep the Shabbat and keep it Kadosh. And yet he keeps Sunday, the first day of the Shabbat. I say, what a hypocrite. 1, 2, 3, he made the seventh day and he rested. It has nothing to do with the lunar calculation of the Shabbat. It is something that he put in man. He put in Noah and he put in Abraham. And they knew when Noah was in that boat for nearly a little less than a year, he kept the Shabbat of Yah. He taught Israel the power of the Shabbat by feeding them manna. 6 days they had it, 7 days they rested. Hallelujah. This is something that he's hidden from the world. He doesn't intend for the world to understand the beauty of his Shabbat. So they have done Hamas. They have done violence. They have taken away the Torah violently, haven't they not? You say, you don't have to do that. It's not proper. You don't have to do. They have wronged the Torah of Yah. That's what they have done. They have done violently. And when you find a nation and a people that have done violent to the Torah, you find a wicked people. America is evil. It is ra'ah. It is a wicked people. It is a vile people. It is an unclean people. Because they've done violence to the Torah. It says in verse 5, the Sadiq Yahweh, the righteous, the Sadiq Yah, is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity like you. Every morning does he bring his mishpatim to light. Every morning he brings his judgment to light to us. Every morning. Does not the Ruach of Yah judge us? Does it not reprove us of our sins? Is not that one of the first things it does in your mind when you wake up in the morning? Sure it does. He fell not. But the unjust, they know no shame. Yah says in verse 6, I have cut off the nations. Is that plural? Or is it singular? He said, I've cut off the Goyim. I've cut off the nations. The towers are desolate. They're strong institutions. Is not America's tower, her money, her wealth desolate today? They're trying to do a stimulus. Are they not? Her towers are desolate. That's what her twin tower, that's why she bombed the hell out of a nation that had nothing to do with it. Her towers came down. Her twin horse, her gods came down. Her god of capitalism and her god of democracy. That's where they all come to New York. That's the Hope Island. That's the Hope Staten Island. Statue of Liberty. No liberty there. They bring them into utter poverty and corruption. It's a corrupt city, New York. It's an oppressed city. I heard a man the other day say, as long as he lived in New York, there was always a stench on him. And he went back to Puerto Rico. He lives out in the countryside. He said, when I lived in New York, every day I stink. He said, I don't care if I took a bath, there was a stench born in my skin. He said, I have to get out of that crazy place. It's an oppressing city. And woe unto them. The nations, their towers are desolate, their strong institutions. The monies of the world, they are crumbling today. The gold, the diamonds, their gas, their oil. He said, I made their streets waste. Are not the streets waste in New York? Los Angeles? Are they not killing each other? Is not the infrastructure in bad shape? Are not the bridges falling down everywhere? You go everywhere, the streets are wasted. And none pass by, their cities are destroyed. Nothing but the reject what they have put in the cities today. The cities are destroyed. They have no monies. The infrastructure is lost. The schools are bedlams of hell raising and death. That's what they are. So that there is no man and there is none that inhabit it. I want to tell you something, daughters of Zion. When there is no man, woe unto a people. He said, there is no man. There's no one that stands up for the Sadiq of Yah, for the righteous Torah of Yah. There must be a man to stand for the integrity of the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. Because a man doesn't base it on emotionalism. That's why these dogs today, they're letting these women get up, call themselves prophets, prophetess, bishops, evangelists. He gave gifts unto men. That's a lie from hell. Well, it makes no difference. There are no male or female in Yahshua. That's a lie from hell. Brother Joshua, you a man or female? You a man. He's a male. If there's no man or female, then this man can have a baby just like she did. I will, my brother. They're lying dogs. When it comes to the securing of Israel, you'll secure them all in the same emunah, in the same faith. But that's this lying dog doctrine. He gave gifts unto men. He did not give one gift unto a woman. He did not call a bishop a woman. A bishop must be the husband of one wife. Unless she's a bulldagger. Come on here, people. That's what the book says. I don't give a damn what this wicked world says. It has polluted the minds of people because they have gone away from the Torah. Yah says in verse 7, I said, surely you will, Yare, you will fear me. He said, you will receive what? You will receive Torah. That's what the Torah is, instruction. You receive Torah. They rose up early and they Shahaf. They corrupt some of their doing. Is not this nation corrupting all of its doing? Everything it does is corrupt. We will not receive the Torah of Yah. Are we not the bride of Yahshua? And Yah is angry with the wicked every day. Our wicked ways. Can I show you why? I'm going to close here. There's much more, but I'm going to close. I have another sermon here. But that's all right. I want to close. He says this. I want you to hear this. Just hear this. It says this in Sirach. That's why you wives, you husbands, you love your wives. We love our wives as Yahshua loved this simile. That's what we should do. But this is what it says in Sirach 25:23. It says, a dejected mind, a gloomy face, and a wounded love are caused by an evil wife. When evil woman unto Yahshua, you find a man when his face is dejected, you find a man that is gloomy, he has an evil wife, and we are evil unto HaMashiach. We do evil. We cause the wombs to be open. Drooping hands and weak knees are caused by the wife who does not make her husband happy. Well, how do you do that? Just honor him. That's all. How do we make Yahshua happy? Just by honoring him. Kabod. That's how you do it. So when you find a man with his face, he looked dejected. Droopy arm, droopy face. That's just the truth. I believe that. You find a man that has a wife that has a spree, he's going to have that, brothers and sisters. I don't care how humdrum he is. You let the wife begin to pray and do right. Hallelujah. And watch his attitude. He gave the wife to be helpmeet. 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 He knew in all, I don't want the wife, he needed helpmeet. He fought me too. Until he saw you. He needed helpmeet. And he can get nutty. And fruity as a fruitcake. You don't have to tell me that. And that's the truth. But a precious wife, she brings a robustness like nothing else. A Jezebel, she will cause a dejected mind. Man will not have the strength to move in the things of Yah. That's the truth. Young city, will you down on women? No, I love the daughters of Tizayan. I know how beautiful they are. And I don't know what the enemy will do to them to corrupt them. And to not make them understand their beautiful place that Yah created them. To be a strength and a help meet unto the man. That the fullness of the power of Yah may reside in him. That's all right by me. That's why he said when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor, not riches. He said when he finds gold, he said when he finds land, there ain't nothing like a wife, man. That's why these dogs today, like that pervert in South Carolina, that try to keep men from marrying, that's not of Yah. That's an evil mindset. It is a natural aggression. That's why we got so many lefaggots today. Lefaggot men. He would that men, yes, yeah, who said I would that all men be like me? That they would be dedicated to the things of Yah. Just that implication. And so we have effeminate men today. Yah meant the temple man to marry. Marry the young woman. To enjoy the breast of her youth. Ain't nothing like enjoying the breast of the youth of a wife. Her love is tender, is innocent. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know what love is. Her love has been taught. And your expressions unto her, the ability to express the character of Yahshua unto her, creates this purity of her mind, her desire. And not only will she honor you, but she will be mad for you. It's right to do that. Hallelujah. And they're forbidding that today, are they not? One horse, especially the Catholic whore, does that. May Yah bless you all. I'm going to stop. So we barak Yah for all things. You that are listening, may the strength of Yah rest upon you all. May the assurance of Yahshua fill your life today. Yah, we bless you all. May He strengthen you all today. I've had a wonderful time today. I hope you all did. Hallelujah. I've been blessed of Yah. Word has been a strength. Hallelujah. This is for all you that are listening. Hallelujah. Come, Brother Boone said the marriage is getting sweeter and sweeter every day. Bless you, Brother Boone, Sister Boone. Bless you all, your family. Shalom Yisrael. wrapped you this day, our Abba. We told you for all those that will join with us on the live stream, those that we hear from, bless them today. And give us all comfort today in this rest as we take great delight in your shield and hand. We told you for the Shabbaton that we have enjoyed today. Heal all those that need healing here in Yeshua, and those that are listening, and Israel, heal them all. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.